Blaze in the Lost Quarry. Billy was a boy who had a pony with four white feet and a wide white stripe on his face. This is called a blaze, so Billy named his pony Blaze. Billy loved Blaze very much and took the best care of him. They went for long rides through the woods. Some of the roads were forgotten, and nobody ever used them. Billy loved to explore, and Blaze seemed to like it too. They saw many birds and rabbits and squirrels. One day, Billy and Blaze stopped by a little house. An old man sat out in the sun. He was very friendly and asked Billy where he rode. "Have you ever seen the old quarry?" he asked. "They call it the Lost Quarry now because nobody seems to know where it is." The old man went on. "I knew it well as a boy, but I'm too old and crippled to go there and show you the way. Look for a small road to the left with deep ruts made by ox carts. Then, when you come to Wolf Rock, you will know that you are on the right road." Billy found the road. It was just as the old man had told him, with deep tracks that the ox carts had made long ago. Billy was very excited. Soon he would see the quarry he had heard so much about. The road was overgrown, and Billy had to bend low to get under the trees and vines. He could see that it was many, many years since this road had been used. Then they came to a place so overgrown with hanging vines that Blaze could not get through. Blaze stood quietly while Billy took out his pocket knife and cut away the vines. Then they went on. After riding a long way, they came to a large rock beside the road. On it were cut the words, Wolf Rock. Billy had often heard the story of how a man had once climbed up on this rock when attacked by wolves. He had held them off with a club until daylight, when they went away, as wolves do. Farther on, Billy saw a strange piece of stone beside the road. There were deep marks cut into it. Now he knew he was on the right road, for this stone must have come from the quarry. They went for quite a way, and then Billy saw something that made him pull up short. A large dead tree had fallen across the road. It was a big tree, but he knew Blaze was a good jumper. Billy would not turn back now, for he knew they were near the lost quarry. He turned Blaze around to get a start and then called, "Come on, Blaze." It seemed like flying as they sailed over the tree in a big leap. Blaze galloped along, shaking his head. He liked jumping in excitement. Then, around a turn in the road, they came to a tumble-down house. Some of the men who worked in the quarry must have lived here long, long ago. Farther on, Billy saw a smooth stone beside the road. It looked strange, so he got off his pony for a careful look. 1884, he read. He knew this came from the quarry. He must be very close now. And suddenly, there it was. It was bigger than Billy had thought, with high walls and deep, clear water. What a wonderful place! He heard a dog barking, and then he saw a red fox running along the very top of the high wall. After him came a brown and white dog running as hard as he could. Suddenly, the dog slipped. He scrambled hard to keep from falling, but he could not hold on, and down he came. The dog hit the water with a splash, but he came up quickly and started swimming. Billy called to him, for he knew the dog could never get up those steep walls. The dog began swimming toward Billy. Billy lay down and reached as far as he could. He soon got hold of the dog's paws and pulled him out of the water. Billy wiped him as dry as he could with his handkerchief. He saw that the dog had no collar. "You must be lost," said Billy. "If no one claims you, then you can be my dog. Would you like that?" The dog licked Billy's hands and wagged his tail happily. As they started for home, the dog went along proudly. He liked to belong to somebody. It had been an exciting day. Billy had found the lost quarry and also a wonderful place to swim.